You're tuned in Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. with the Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 on Praise 107.9.
What's up, Jacksonville? How are you guys today? I am Joseph Talbert Jr. here at 107.9. Having a good time. I'm excited to be here today. And we have a great, great, great show, a great conversation. You know, we've been talking. Well, first I want to say, don't forget that the show is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute. You can always go to our website, check out what's going on, Rack City Inspiration. You can always go to that website and check out what's going on. And we are excited to be able to be services to you guys. And, you know, the name of the show is Financing Your Future. And I want you to think about it from that perspective. You know, and I want to first, again, take a moment to say thank you to those who listen. Thank you to those who are learning. Thank you to those who are changing their lives and letting us be a part of your change, a part of your growth. We love the fact that we are able to participate in the financial growth of your households. We get calls all the time of people saying, hey, we listen to the show. It's been blessing us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I want to say thank you to you guys for listening. Just wanted to give a shout out to all of you for listening and taking your finances serious. So, again, thinking about the idea of financing your future. Look at your future. What do you want tomorrow to look like? You know, we talk about having, you know, I don't have enough, or I have just enough, or you're in abundance, or you're in wealth and riches, or generational wealth and riches. And but really take a look at how that relates to your future, your tomorrow. You know, I remember being young, and my dad would always say, well, when I say young, I guess, I don't know, 18, 19, 20, right when I went to the Navy, my dad would say, I always thought about getting some kind of investments for you guys. He said, I always thought about doing something with the money to make sure that you guys were taken care of and that we had stuff. And he always thought about it. You know, and that's the question I want to ask you. Ask yourself, are you committed to building wealth for yourself and your family? Or is it simply just a good idea? You know, something really cool to talk about or imagine. You know, at the end of the day, thinking about it is not going to change the state of your tomorrow. You know, do you really want to, turn, whatever, 55, 65 or what have you and retire just to turn around and have to get another job? If you don't build any wealth, that's what you're looking at. That's where you're going to be. Oh, yeah, real quick, the number here to give us a call is 904-296-2251. Call me, ask any question that you have. Myself, Melinda, we can help you out. We can answer any of those questions. 904-296-2251. You know, I always tell you, I'm not arrogant. Call me and tell me that I don't know what I'm talking about if you feel like it. But just definitely give us a call here at the studio, 904-296-2251. But again, think about it. What do you want to have? What do you want to do? You know, my goal is to be able to retire by the time I'm 45 years old. And I'm on track to do that. When I say retire, I don't mean do nothing. I just want to speak. I want to teach. I want to coach. I want to just deal with people's finances, and that's it. What age do you want to retire? How old do you want to be when you get to say, I'm chilling. I've worked my tail off. I've raised my kids, and I'm ready to live out those golden years. How old do you want to be when you do that? You know, how old do you want to be when it's just time for you and the wife to travel and to hang out and not stress over finances? You know, the older we get, you know, you're going to have to go to the doctor a little bit more. Do you have things in place to make sure you can do that? People say, yeah, I got Medicaid. Man, Medicaid is nothing. It's a joke. It's not going to be able to take care of you properly. Medicare. It's not going to be able to take care of you properly. Do you really want to have to depend on your friends, family, and the federal government in your old years? It's enough stress that comes with getting old by itself than to have money issues. Are you really taking care of your future when it comes to your finances? Is it just a good idea, or is it something that you want to commit to? You know, this is the question. What does it mean to invest? What does it mean to invest? And think about this. You know, we talk about even in business and things of that nature, investing in yourself, not being afraid to put your money in places that are going to yield you results. You know, and people say, well, I don't know about investing. Well, every time you buy your cheeseburger from your local restaurant, you've invested in their company, and that guy is on the beach using your investment. But the difference is you're investing in his company, making his company money, and you're not making any money yourself. You just invested in a cheeseburger, and your return for that cheeseburger is, you know, saturated fats, sugars, salt, you know, high blood pressure. That think about everything that you do from that perspective, the reaping and the sowing. What is investing? You know, invest your time. Where are you investing your time? People always tell me, I mean, constantly, Joseph, I'm gonna be rich. I'm gonna make a lot of money. I'm gonna make sure I can take care of my family. I want to be a 6-figure earner. And that's great ideas. Great. What kind of time are you investing in yourself to make sure that happens? What kind of money are you investing to make sure that happens? Do you have any friends that are 6-figure earners? Do you hang out with them? Because you do become who you hang around. Do you know anybody that's making 6 figures? Do you know what they did and how they did it? Or do you know how money really works? Do you know how to sell? Do you know how to do business? What are you doing to invest? Do you go to any seminars? Are you reading any books? Are you investing in yourself? And think about the word investing. Are you putting something in expecting to get a return? That's what investing is. Are you putting the right amount of time into yourself, into your business? I had a meeting yesterday with a young lady, and we were talking about her. You know, I had a commercial cleaning company. We built it up to about $250,000 a year. I just recently sold it. I think it was in March. And so I get a lot of calls to consult and help people grow their cleaning businesses. And so she and I were sitting down, and she was just telling me about all that she wanted to do and, you know, what she wanted to grow and what she wanted it to look like and how big she wanted it to get. And I asked her a question. I said, what kind of time are you putting into making sure that that can happen? What kind of time are you putting into making sure that you're the kind of person that can carry the weight of a $250,000 business? What kind of time are you putting into you to make sure that the leader that you need to be is able to be born? You know, what kind of time are you putting into you to make sure you understand how it all works, how leading works, how communicating works, how influence works, your ability to get people to do what you ask them to do for a long and consistent basis? That's what influence is. What are you doing to make sure that happens? And she was like, wow, nothing really. I said, what's the last book you read? And she told me the title of her book. I said, when was that? She said, about 6 months ago. I said, okay. I said, oh, before that, when was the last book you read? She said, I don't even know. And I'm not knocking her. The fact that we were sitting down talking means that she gets it, and she's ready to grow and to learn and to do some new things. I tell people all the time, when I don't know how to do something, I have to sit down and listen to somebody teach me what to do. So I'm not knocking her. I think she's very, very wise for the conversation that we had. The point I'm making is she had all of these grand ideas, but that's just it. It was just a bunch of good ideas because there was nothing invested to make sure that the return was happening. And that's what I don't want you to do as people. You got all the, you daydream about your retirement. You daydream about your vacations. You daydream about being able to buy your kids stuff. You daydream about them going off to college and you being able to handle it. My son is in college now. Do you know how much he got some scholarship. Do you know how much time and energy and extra money besides scholarships and loans that it takes out of my pocket? Good grief. It's crazy and it's insane. But you daydream about all of the things. They're just good ideas. But have you taken the time to say, you know what? I'm going to literally invest in what I'm saying I want to see happen. So when I say, what does it mean to invest? Not financially, what does it mean to invest? Investing financially is, do you have money making money for you? Do you have money that makes you money? Do you own assets? And do you know what owning an asset is? And I'm going to say this. Somebody might get mad at me. I know we live in a world where the middle class Americans are taught that your greatest asset is your house. And if your house is your greatest asset, you're already in a lot of trouble, because the true definition of asset is something that earns you money, something that makes you money. What are you spending your money on that makes you money? So when we talk about what is investing, it's what is your money in that's yielding you a financial return. The house that you live in is not an investment. The house that you live in is not an asset. The house that you buy to sell or the house that you buy to rent out, that's an asset because you spent your money on something, and the thing you spent your money on is making you more money. That's the idea of investing. And real quick, guys, don't forget, give us a call here at 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. Let us know what you think. Ask questions. Don't forget, you can give us a call at our office, 904-533-6154, 904-533-6154. Don't forget to go to our website, harvestgroupinstitute.com, and check things out. Don't forget, look at Rack City and check things out.
Good morning. So this segment is brought to you by the Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. Go ahead and visit the website, www.harvestgroupinstitute.com. And you can also visit Rack City while you're at it, www.rackcityinspiration.com. And we want to see you this Saturday, the 10th. We are going to be having our third annual Bible conference. The theme this year is Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life. And that starts at 9 a.m. on the 10th of November. And that address, again, Joseph?
3800 Merrill Road at Lakeview Christian Church.
All right.
Lakeview Christian Fellowship.
So we want to see you this Saturday, the 10th. And we're always open to new sponsors. And the event last Saturday with Miss Chocolate went amazing. She had a packed out house. So if you are having an event, if something is coming up in your life, at your church, whatever you're doing, we want to help you get the word out for that. So please give us a call so that we can connect with you. Our number here at the radio station is 904-296-2251. And give us a call so that we can talk to you more about sponsorships and opportunities that we can offer to you to get your event sold out as well, just like Miss Chocolate Fee was last weekend. So that number you can call us at the office is 904-533-6154.
Sweet. Thank you. So again, guys, just what does it mean to invest? Where are you spending your money? Do you have money that makes you money? Are you spending money in a way that's making you money? Think about it. Sit down with your wife and say, baby, where are we spending our money? What is it yielding us? What is the return? You know? And then you want to say to yourself, okay, so why should we invest? Because, you know, I was taught by one of my mentors. His name is Buona. And he taught me about a guy named, I forget the guy's name, so I'm not going to try to remember his name. But it was, he said this, I'd rather have 1% of 100 people than 100% of just myself. J. Paul Getty said that. One of the fathers of modern marketing concepts and things of that nature. I'd rather have 1% of 100 people than 100% of just myself. And that's why you want to be investing. If you're waiting until you become somebody that's able to generate personally, $100,000 a year or $200,000 a year, you can be waiting a long, long time. Very few people, and I mean very few people, single-handedly are able to generate enough money to take care of the generations.
Right.
It's just not a biblical concept. It's not a scientific concept. You can't do it, and that's why you invest, because you got to have something else helping you.
Yeah, and you know, Joseph, I believe for me in my life, investing is really that bridge. It lets me know, and it lets me know when I'm talking to people, are they really committed to the idea of doing something, the committed to the idea or of having a better future? Or are they just interested in it? Do they just play around with the idea? Or are they really committed to it? Because that's when you separate, you know, the real people from just the idealists and the people who want to talk about it, but they don't want to be about it. If you're willing to invest in it, I'll share a quick story for you. So this morning, and we can flip this. I'm going to flip it. So guys, listen really closely to this. This morning, as I was getting my daughter ready, I ironed out her shirt. It was a cute little ballet shirt. I thought she was going to love to wear it. So I took my time, invested my time in ironing this shirt for her. And she's 6 years old. So of course she wanted to do it her way. She wanted to kind of get up, change her whole outfit, which is fine. We have the option to do that. But I wasted valuable time investing in something that wouldn't work for her. And so I think that's where this radio station comes in and where we come in. We're not trying to tell you what to do with your money. We're trying to present the options for you to know how to make your money and your time work for you. We don't want you to waste your time. You know, don't waste your time ironing out an investment that in the end is not going to work for you because you didn't really do the work yourself to figure it out. So we want to help you with that. And while we're helping you, we want to hear what you did or what you are confused about. Before I began investing, I didn't invest in anything because I didn't understand how to invest. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand how that worked. I didn't understand what it was. But once I started to do some research for myself, I understood that even if you're at the place of feeling like you don't have enough, you still can invest to get to the place of having more than enough.
Right. And this is the thing. Most people have enough. If you can afford a cheeseburger, you have enough.
You have enough, yes.
Because when you bought your cheeseburger, you invested in McDonald's.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you went to the movies, you invested in AMC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so you are constantly investing in something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a friend of mine asked me, one of my mentors asked me, he said, how come everything that you do, none of it leads to the thing you say you want to have?
Mm.
And that's thinking about what you were just saying about investing your time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I watch people. They tell me what they want. And I watch them get up and do everything but what's necessary to have what they say they want.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, it's like you say, it's just an idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an interest of yours.
Because
if you're not willing to sit down, and like I said, the meeting I had yesterday, I asked her, I said, do you have any mentors? Do you have any coaches? And you've got to understand the value of information. Now, you got to first invest in information.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you don't see the value in it, and I know so many people, I don't want to spend $70 to go to some workshop about money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to spend $100 to go to something about investing. It's like, then how are you going to ever know?
Right. And if you're not willing to invest your money, invest your time. We have the world at our fingertips. We walk around with little handheld devices that can get us to places beyond our belief. All we have to do is know what we're looking for. If you want to learn how to invest, go on YouTube, go on Google, do a simple Google search. You can even talk to your phone and tell it to do the search for you. It's just a matter of investing your time wisely.
Apple phone, it's not going to work.
Listen, he is a Droid user. Yuck.
But yeah, definitely, guys. And even with this show, you know, you have a situation, and it's so funny. I get a lot of calls on the phone saying, I listen to the show, that, you know, so on and so forth. My wife and I want a meeting, you know, listen to the show. But sometimes, I take time to just call us on the show and just get a question asked. Get a question answered. It doesn't matter what it is. 904-296-2251, call us and get a question answered. But like she said, there's no reason you can't learn what you think you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason. But you gotta get to a place where you first realize that I do have enough money to invest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I invest constantly. I'm just not seeing a return on my money. I invest every day when I buy my coffee on the way to work. Mm-hmm. I invest every day in gas stations. I invest every day in JEA. You invest in so much stuff. You're just not investing in anything that's turning a return for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and think about it from this perspective. When you spend your money with JEA, what is your return? You have lights on. When you spend your money with the gas stations, what is your return? You have gas in the vehicle. You know, but when you spend your money on that coffee in the morning, what's your return? Now that's debatable. Much of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you spend your money on eating out fast food, what's your return? You know, in your mind, well, my taste buds got a return. But there's nothing you can do with that after it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so every time you spend money, you have to think from that perspective. What am I investing in?
Right.
You know, you got to go.
No. I just wanted to remind everyone, as you all are listening, please take out your phones and be sure to give us a call, 904-296-2251. And this segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. If you'd like to connect with us outside of the radio station, just so that you can get some information on how you can invest or just connect with us, our number is 904-533-6154. And again, we want to invite you out to the third annual Bible conference that's going to be this Saturday, and it is from 9. 9 until 12. The address there is 3800 Merrill Road. We would love to see you. And it's absolutely free. What's better than free? Nothing. So come on out. Let's see you this Saturday morning, next Saturday morning on the 10th. Okay.
Yeah, that's what's up. So again, just, you know, I want to share that, you know, I'm not going to go to the Bible on it, but, you know, we all
Why
know,
not? We're on 107.9 well, Praise. Let's go ahead and go to the Bible.
I don't have my Bible with me.
Oh, man.
And I don't remember where it is particularly, but talk about the talents, mm-hmm, the guys with talents. Mm-hmm. God, you know, it says that the guy gave one guy five talents, one guy two talents, and one guy one talent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it says he gave it to them according to their several ability.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, some of the other translation says, according to what they were able to handle.
Mm-hmm.
So according to their several ability. And when he got back, he said the guy who gave him five talents, he was able to turn it into five more talents.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy he gave two talents to, he was able to turn it into two more talents.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy he gave one talent, the guy who gave one talent, he said, I was afraid.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I was afraid that you would come back and I would have lost your money.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I did was I buried it. And he said, because I know that you're hard and austere God,
mm-hmm,
or man.
Mm-hmm.
And he and the reply was, you could have at least put it in the bank, or you could have at least put it in a situation,
mm-hmm,
to where it could have earned a little bit of interest. And then he proceeded to call this man wicked.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear people talk about that talent story a lot, but nobody ever looks at that bottom part.
Mm-hmm.
God gives you a certain amount of finances.
Mm-hmm.
And he fully expects you to turn that money into more money.
Right.
Like, it's not. Read that whole passage again. He expects this of you.
Yeah. Because he's given us everything we need. It's up to
Absolutely.
Us to multiply
yes.
it. Mm-hmm.
And then when the man didn't do it,
mm-hmm,
he called him wicked.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody wants to be called wicked because they're buying coffee instead of getting life insurance.
Right, right.
But
mm-hmm,
the Bible says that when you're not spending your money in a way that A, takes care of your family. We know that part. We know that guy's wicked. We know that guy's wicked.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But the Bible says, when you're not spending your money in a way that is making you more money, the Bible says that's wicked.
Yes.
And you would have thought that he was like, you would have thought the guy would have said, oh, I understand. You were afraid. You didn't want to lose the money. I get it. No, he didn't say that.
Right.
He
right.
said, since you didn't do it, you know, you're a wicked guy. Like, what are you doing? You knew, and they said, you knew I was a hard and austere man. Like, you said it out of your own mouth. I was a hard and austere. So you knew I was hard and austere, and you still didn't turn it into anything.
Mm-hmm.
Fear is not a good enough excuse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I watch people say, well, okay, I know what investing is. I should be, you know, I should have life insurance. I should have stuff, you know. And again, and husbands, I'll stop there for a second. You need life insurance.
Right.
If something happens to you, is your wife going to be taken care of? Are your children going to be taken care of? This is not a game.
Right.
And it's not frivolous, and it's not religious. It's not silliness. It is real. If something happens to you, sir, will the house be taken care of? Will it be paid off? Can she keep the car?
Mm-hmm.
Does she have enough finances to make sure the kids stay in that private school and continue to play basketball or what have you? You need to have your stuff in order as a man for your household.
And also remember that God's plan is for us to prosper. It is in the Bible.
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
He doesn't want us to be just barely making it through. He wants us to prosper. His plans are good for us, but we have to take some action steps. You know, God, the Bible, Alpha and Omega, that middle part is up to us. He's with us. He's walking through us with it. He's the light. He's leading us. But what are we doing with what we have? How are we making more of what we have? There's a requirement of us. You know, once you know, like the saying, once you know better, you got to do better.
You gotta do better.
And I think you share this story quite a bit of the man who fell into the hole and people are trying to help him. They're mm-hmm. they're reaching out to help mm-hmm. him, to help him. And he said, no, God's going to help me. And all the while, yes, God is sending you what you need to help you out of whatever you're in right now, especially with finances. And as the holidays come in, you know, people are going to improperly invest in gifts and toys.
They're going to invest in Target. Yeah. They're going to invest in Walmart. They're going to invest in everything but
anything. Yeah.
And this is the thing. One of my guys I like to listen to is Robert Kiyosaki.
Mm-hmm.
I love his financial concepts. And he was talking about his wife. And he said that his wife had bought her first house and it started to make money.
Mm.
And so she spent money in a way that made more money. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so what she bought was an asset. She bought an asset. She bought something that made more money. And with the thing that was making her more money, that's how she bought her first Mercedes. Mm-hmm. She didn't take the money that she needed to live on and buy her toys. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She bought an asset.
Yeah.
And that asset bought the toys.
And I'll even share a personal story. My brother is a pastor, and he travels the world, and I wanted him to write a book. Of course, because I'm a publisher, I wanted him to write a book, but more so because I believe in what he has to offer. So I invested in buying him a laptop. It took him 2 years, but he wrote the book, and now he will never go a day without having means to make more money because he has a product. I invested in him so that he could have that product. And that's just take that step. If you got to buy a gift this season, buy something that's going to help someone grow and increase in their faith and their finance.
Buy something that's going to make you more money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, write a book. Start a business.
Yes.
Again, spend your money in a way that earns you more money. Yeah. Stop spending money in a way that just consumes it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and every time you consume money, you got to ask yourself, am I consuming my grandbaby's money? Because you are consuming your grandchild's stuff.
Because
there's a portion of your income that's supposed to be set aside for taking care of your children.
The next generation.
So that's not your portion to be eating on, but you're eating it away. Mm-hmm. There's a portion of your money that's supposed to go to your mom and your dad. Did you know that? The Bible talks about requiting your parents.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a portion of your money. Are you eating that portion? You know, there's a portion of your money that goes back to the Lord. Are you eating that portion? You know? And so you got to be spending your money in a way that's earning you more money.
And again, before we leave, I want to remind you that this segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. Please give us a call at any time. The number is 904-533-6154. Visit our website, www.harvestgroupinstitute.com. And please also visit Rack City Inspiration. I want to help you get that book out of your head and onto pages this year. www.rackcityinspiration.com. And we want to see you this Saturday at 9 a.m. We're having our third annual Bible conference, and it is from 9 a.m. until noon. And that address is 3800 Merrill Road. Again, that's 3800 Merrill Road.
It's 8300.
Oh, 8300. 8300. I'm sorry. Merrill Road. And that's Lakeview Fellowship. You can't miss the church. Get right on off of Merrill Road. You'll see it. And we want to see you this Saturday and connect with us. If you have an event coming up, we want to help you get the information out about your event. We want to help you get a packed out event like Miss Chocolate Fee last Saturday. So give us a call, and we look forward to talking with you again next Saturday.
So make sure you come next Saturday. It's going to be super fun. Change your thinking, change your life. If you definitely have the ability to control the outcomes. God gave you the ability. He gave you the authority. You reap what you sow. Change the way you think and change your actions. Change your behavior. Change what you sow. You get a different outcome. And so it can be really, really, really fun. It can be really, really fun, and I'm excited about it. So I want you to get there, man. You got to show up. 8300 Merrill Road. I'll be speaking. We have one of our other sponsors, First Command Financial, Nick Pohl. He'll be speaking on finances, the way you think about money, and you can get some real live information from people who do that for a living and get some things changed. Bring your notebook, bring your pen. Have a good time. And again, don't forget to give us a call, 904-533-6154. We can help you do just about anything you are trying to do. God bless you. And until next time, we love you. Drive fast and take chances.
This has been Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. here every Saturday morning at 10 with financial tips for you and your family, and all based on biblical principles. Contact Joseph for more information at 554-0946, 554-0946, and join him every Saturday morning right here on Praise 107.9.